everybody. It's your girl, LC. I am just doing a real quick intro right now before we get into the rest of this episode, because honestly, guys, we were so excited to talk to our guest today that we straight up just didn't do an intro at all. So recording this separately, but I'm so excited for you guys to listen and learn from Novi Brown today. She is an astrologer and she's also an actor. You can find her on BET's hit show Sistas, and then also find her on Instagram at I Am Novi Brown, or check out her YouTube videos, which is how I originally found her. She just kind of popped up on my YouTube page and I really fell into a big hole for hours watching her YouTube videos, learning more about astrology, realizing I knew literally nothing about astrology. So her YouTube name is Naturally Lit. And we will also in our notes here today, we will obviously link those for you guys. But I just want to let you know up front as well. But just so you know, you have permission to enter. Novi Brown has permission to enter. Let's freaking go. But yeah, we can kind of just jump into it. I mean, really, we just kind of want to pick your brain about, you know, we'll kind of start with just like your life. You know, you're an actor, you're on that show on BET. Talk a little about that. It's so exciting. And then kind of just go into astrology and pick your brain about that. I feel like I've written some questions down, but honestly, I think this could go off the rails pretty quickly.
I feel like we could be exposed as frauds though. Lauren started saying that in the beginning. So Lauren and I both love astrology, but we don't know enough about the different intricacies to actually, you know, educate people on it. So I think when we were talking right before you hopped on, because we had watched some of your videos, and we both realized at the same time that we don't actually know how the houses work. Because I was like, I don't have a fifth house. What am I lacking? Does that mean I can't have romance? Like, what's going on? And then we both kind of realized that we don't necessarily know how all those things work. So later on, I think maybe we could talk mm-hmm. a little bit about how everything works. But first off, we want to hear who you are, what you do, and mm-hmm. then we'll get into some juicy stuff.
Ooh, yes, I'm super excited. We're going to get into all that. But my story is just, I mean, I started all over the place. I'm from Berlin, Germany originally. I was born and raised there. Yes, I have dual citizenship. Yes, I can speak German. No, I'm not an army kid. I'm just like used to, you know, that's my whole life. My whole life, people will be like, what?
So you've gotten these questions before.
Yes.
Okay. Been there, done that.
Like, what? You're black and you're from Germany? I'm like, yes, we're all over the place. That's the point.
Yeah.
Right.
But, yeah, seriously. And then, yeah, my mom just hung out in Europe for a really long time. And I get my endless curiosity from my mother. And she's the best. And so then when I was 17, I started getting into modeling and I was like, oh, maybe I want to do this acting thing. Throughout my life, I had done piano and acting, mm-hmm. you know. And let me tell you something, I'm not trying to come at the parents, but sometimes the parents need to realize some kids don't need to focus on one activity. Some kids like a variety of activities. Mm-hmm. And that's how they really, you know, get into their genius. Because yeah, I feel sure. like with all that variety, now all the information that I have, all the skills that I have, I can really move around in life in a lot of different ways. Mm-hmm. Where I'm now an actor, but now people are like, nah, but you're an astrologer. Like, what's up? Let's talk about it, you know?
Yeah. No, I love that. I think that's really great advice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just feel like, and obviously we'll talk about astrology for parents and kids too, because you can use it for everything, y'all.
And oh, yeah, and Tiffany is a mom, so.
I am.
Yes. I'll put you on, Mama Tiffany.
Yep. And my daughter and I have really, I don't know if you want me to go into any of my signs yet, because I'm not going to go yet, but her and I have a lot of matching signs. Like, we are twin flames.
They're the
like
same.
If you've ever met two people, like a mom and daughter pair that are similar, it's her and I.
I think our
souls are connected so
Isn't
deeply.
Isn't it crazy? It is crazy. And then you'll see your story and you'll see her story and you'll see mm-hmm. how it starts weaving and connecting.
Mm-hmm.
And, but that's one of the reasons why I even fell in love with films.
Yeah.
just hearing a music or watching a movie and then feeling some type of way and you don't know these people and mm-hmm. you're like, whoa, my emotions are flowing and mm-hmm. I don't know you. This is mm-hmm. interesting, you know? And yeah. I realized how powerful it was. And so I made my life around that. And I said, I want to connect with people. I want to make people feel a certain type of way.
You know, for sure.
Happy or sad or whatever. And yeah. I just feel like that. It's so powerful, you know?
And do you live in Atlanta or is the show, I know the show's filmed in Atlanta.
Yes.
So you're in a show called Sistas on BET. So excited.
And that's what Tyler Perry's studio, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's like legendary in Atlanta.
Huge. Legendary in the world. It's like one of the biggest
for sure.
world. Like, mm-hmm. and I manifested that, y'all, you know what I'm saying? And that's what this life is about. This life is about creating whatever you want. Mm-hmm. And your astrology chart kind of just tells you, well, here's the way that you can create what you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the trap in life is thinking that Tiffany needs the same thing that Novi does or that Lauren does. And that's the trap. Just because we're women doesn't mean we enjoy being kissed the same, doesn't mean we enjoy getting our feet rubbed the same, doesn't mean we enjoy the same perfume, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like all of these little intricacies is what makes us unique. And that's what I love about art. And then with astrology, oh God, it just pinpointed it even more. And now I'm reading strangers, you know, and I did it first to prove myself wrong. I did. Yeah. I'm a Scorpio. I'm skeptical. Okay, honey. Listen, like,
I know.
I'm like, no, I got to question your motives. I don't know about this, you know. And I was like, okay, I'm still going. And one time I was on the same week I auditioned for Tyler Perry's Sistas, I was on a cruise ship and I met these women at the bar and I read their natal charts and they were complete strangers and it was spot on. And I said,
I can do this.
I'm blowing my own damn mind. What?
Then I said, okay, the universe has more to say. So then I just started opening up my eyes more, my ears, you know, and then that's when you guys start seeing like 111 and 123 and you mm-hmm. start seeing mm-hmm. colors and synchronicities and, mm-hmm. you know, you start hearing the radio and it's actually talking to you and you're like, hold on a second. Like,
mm-hmm.
whoo, the awareness is like, you know, heightened. So that's what I love about astrology. And I feel like it's a great, and I made one tweet that was, it went viral and it was very controversial. Well, I am a Mars and Aquarius, so I will always be controversial. Get used to it. I said psychologists should know astrology. And listen, ladies.
It's science. It's a science.
It's science.
Yeah.
It's literally science.
Literally.
There's nothing taboo about science.
I will die on this hill. I will die on this hill.
It and I probably will. That's trying to bring us down.
Yeah. It's a man trying to make it. Yep. No, what are you talking about? Why can't we use everything? Why can't we use everything that we have? Sound therapy, mm-hmm. color therapy, sex therapy,
crystal healing,
crystal therapy. Why can't we use it all? So that's why I love astrology.
I think because it ultimately cannot be controlled by capitalism and the man and corporate America. And so they take it away. Just like they burned the witches. Like this is what they do to oppress the people with the power. And I think honestly, and this is my honest opinion. And I tell my boyfriend this all the time and he thinks I'm crazy. I'm like, I swear oppression and women and powerful energy beings is because they're scared. And so I think that's how it all began. Mm-hmm. It's just like, we can't deal with that because we can't control it. But I'm going to tell you one thing.
Uh-oh.
You can't work. We're on the comeback.
Come on now. Like, period. And that's why I love that, because you need to have that level of faith in life. You need to have that level of faith of, I understand shit is fucked up, but above all, there's something way bigger going on that the three of us, that we can't change that. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's exciting about it.
That's cool.
Okay, so we know
Wait, I have one question before you get into that, Lauren. Mm-hmm. Novi, you were talking about you read someone on a cruise ship. When you say you read their natal chart, do you mean you took their birth date and put it in, or you like guessed their stuff?
Yes, I took their birthday and I put it in. I'm not an intuitive or a channeler. There's some people that are so gifted that they could just look in your eyes and read you. And I'm sure you've heard of this and seen, you know, tales of this and stuff. And I've had it done.
I'm gonna be there one day.
I believe in everything. You know, if you limit yourself, you limit God, and you limit the miracles in your life, and then you limit what your life could be about. So I'm not going to limit that. Like, I'm just going to let myself be surprised. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's the best part. But what I
drop,
you know, for whatever y'all do, go on. You guys can go on astro.com. That's one of the best websites. Mm-hmm. Then you put your birth time, birth location, and birth date. If you do not have your birth time, ask your mama, auntie, uncle, and be like, do you remember if it was the nighttime, the daytime, something? Because honestly, the birth time is the most vital part of it, because no one else was born at that exact same time in that exact same place like you. So that's the point of that. And that will set up your chart. So like what I like to call it is, you know, in Super Mario, you had all those different worlds, you know, you could with the Mario Kart, you could do Toadstool over here. That's essentially what your chart is. You're just picking which world you're going into. Am I going into the world with the Yoshi? So now I can fly. But then there's Mario's that they don't have the Yoshi at all. It's just him walking around with blocks. So he's more tethered to the ground. Do you see?
Wow. So everybody's superpower is different.
Yes.
And you said it. Thank you. Yes.
Wow.
Love that. Okay. Well, I mean, so, well, if you don't have any more questions, Tiffany, I'm like dying to get into all this stuff. So okay,
yeah, go ahead.
I feel like we all are because we keep like basically almost talking about it. But so you're a Scorpio, your sun. So what is your, like, I guess like we always just ask like moon and your rising because that's really what we know the best.
We call it the big three.
The big three. Yeah. So what's your like moon and your rising?
My big three is Taurus moon, Scorpio sun, Cancer rising.
Okay.
That's a lot.
Cancer rising.
Yes.
Of course you're intuitive. Like that makes so much sense.
Yeah. And it's interesting too, because I'm a Scorpio, you know, and yes, people are still intimidated and blah, 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 all that other stuff. But when I tell you in the city, so many strangers would come up to me. I'll have my headphones on. Oh, what time? Talk to me in different languages. What time is it? What is it about my aura that's so approachable? You know what I'm saying? And Cancer is ruled by the moon, and the moon rules the mother. So a lot of people feel comfortable with my energy because I give you that kind of like, oh, like I feel like I know her. She feels familiar. Mm-hmm. You know, because the moon rules the home, and my moon, and we'll talk about this in a second. I'll break this down for you guys, but my moon is located in the 11th house. So it's not just that I'm an emotional person, but where am I emotional? Where am I most intuitive? Well, in the 11th house. Well, what does the 11th house represent? Groups, communities. Mm. And so you can take me to a party. I'll blend in with everybody. You know, that's me. That's the moon person. Get along easily with everybody. Kind of just vibe in and out, you know, like the moon. So, and then taking care of people. That's how people feel around me. Like, dang, I feel better around you. That's a mama shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So what is that from? Your Cancer being in the 11th house? Is that what that is?
So it's my Cancer rising, meaning that.
Okay, got it.
Right? And then Cancer is ruled by the moon.
Okay.
And then you're like, where is the moon though? In Novi's chart. Well, the moon is located in this place because there are 12 signs and 10 planets. Meaning that there are a couple of planets that rule a dual signs. So Venus is not just ruled by Taurus, but it's also ruled by Libra. And if you look at Taurus and Libra people, very beautiful, very like about fashion. Okay. Kim Kardashian is a Libra. Okay. Libra is also, yes. And it also rules the hips and the thighs and the butt.
That makes sense.
Okay. It gets that deep. You can find your name in your chart. It gets really that.
I started watching your video today.
I was like, this is too advanced.
I felt like it was too advanced for me. I was like, I need to take a full 2 hours to connect these dots that she's talking about. So I went to the next video.
Yeah.
Lauren and I were just, so weird. We were talking today that the videos that we watched, and we realized we had jumped to the same exact videos. So we're going to have to tell you which videos they are, because obviously, obviously there is an algorithm to whatever's happening.
What's happening? And what, wait, you got to tell me your big three now, ladies.
Okay. Tiffany, you want to go first?
You go ahead.
Okay. You scared? No, mine, I am Aquarius Sun, Aquarius Rising, and a Leo Moon. So I saw on your Instagram story talking a little bit about Leo Moon on there.
Well, that's my man. My man got Leo Moon, so I already know.
Leo Moon's the best.
You're the best. You guys let them play their music very loud and sing their heart out. And as soon as you get your hair done, you better compliment her because she's going to feel some type of way. Like, you have to make sure she got a new outfit. Like, hey, Lauren, girl. What's up, girl? Yeah. Like, they love that shit. Like, they love to be hyped up. You know what I'm saying? There's this warm, childlike energy within you at all times. You know what I'm saying?
And Tiffany, ultimate hype woman. So that makes sense why we're such good friends.
Exactly. And you love that. And your moon is what you... the moon is your rawest form. It's like when you, I'm not trying to put on a show. That's why in intimacy and dating and best friends and partnerships, that's why the moon is so important, that compatibility.
Do you think that's it would be almost more important than like in a romance situation? Do you think the moon is probably the most important out of those big three?
For me, it is. That's how I feel, because at the end of the day, it's like, this is who I am when the lights is off and everything shit, you know. This is who I am wasted, this is who I am as an asshole, this is who I am, you know, as a nice person, who I am when I don't, you know, and that's who we want to love us. So as a Leo moon, you need that inner child love. You cannot go without romance, without fun, without creativity, without butt slaps, without, like, you cannot go without
these. Wow, you're describing my perfect relationship.
You don't need anything else. I give you all those things.
You're right. Except for some vital things missing there. You don't get me, but, you know.
I mean, I would do it, but I would probably make her feel very
It's okay, yeah. Wait, so Tiffany, what's your, say yours.
So, well, one question. Do you think that the sun is overplayed, overrated? Because I feel like everyone goes off of your sun sign. Is that... And what important role does the sun play?
I think that's why people don't, they're like, oh, astrology it never matches me. And I'm like, well, do you know your moon and your rising are? Or like, at least your moon. And they're like, what? And then I'm like, text your mom, find out what time you're born. And
it's so crazy that you say that.
They love it every time. They're like, wow, my mind is blown. Like literally myself included, everyone who learns it says that. So that's
it's also about propaganda, though, y'all. You know what I'm saying? You have to be a smart consumer. Like, we're all adults. Be a smart consumer. Do your research.
Do your research. That's what I tell everybody.
You know what I'm saying? Like, for me, I went through something and I was like, okay, let me click this stupid Scorpio video. Everybody talks so much about Scorpios anyway. And so I clicked it. And then I love a Scorpio. I was like, okay. And then I clicked another video and I said, And then I clicked the birth chart video. I was like, what the hell is a birth chart? Do research, you know, really find out. There's a reason why certain people dumb things down. There's a reason why people tell you about certain things. Emotions, oh my God, they're so horrible. Really? Because I swore emotions are purely energy and motion. And if we are energetic beings, then wouldn't I want the information that I get from my emotions so then I know how to move?
Next. Yep. I mean, it makes sense to me.
And if you don't move those emotions from beginning to end, you will be stuck. You can't move through life unless you move through those emotions. Again, another way they're trying to hold us down.
And it's real, because that's where dis-ease comes from, right? That's where anxiety comes from, and lack of fulfillment and not feeling loved and all these other things. And that obviously turns into our mental health issues, our relationship issues, our financial issues.
100%.
It's so connected with everything. The moon, you know, we bleed once a month, honey. Like, hello.
And we don't die. Men can't do that.
Oh my gosh, girl, you want to throw my computer, because that's how I feel, you know. And the moon moves every 2.5 days. It's the most fluctuating. That's why us women are very fluctuating, especially if you have a lot of water placements. Your mood is changing all the time. Also, ladies, Monday is ruled by the moon. Moon day. Why does everyone hate starting work on Monday?
I mean, that is a great point.
So Mondays, I'm telling y'all now, astrology will tell y'all Mondays is self-care days. It is massage, get your nails done, do whatever you want to do. It's not a day to work. That's why the workout plan never works out. Because you're starting on a day that you're moody and you're like, okay, yeah, I'm fired up. But then next Monday, you might not feel the same way.
Y'all, I'm just going to tell you right now, rewind the last 3 minutes that Novi was just talking and re-listen to it. She just dropped some truth bombs, some education, everything that you need to know about life in the last 3 minutes. Just go ahead.
Follow your follow your natal schedule. It's mind blowing, y'all. And I'm just so obsessed with it. As a Scorpio, all my Scorpios out there, we are the researcher, right? Mm-hmm. This is why a lot of Scorpios are psychologists. They are people that really dig down deep. They can become detectives because they like figuring it out. They like forensic science and all that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? I see Sun in the eighth house or something like that. A lot of these people become psychologists. So you have to wonder why you're drawn to certain energies and certain things in your life.
Yeah. No, I like that.
Okay. So when you're saying these numbers, I have my chart pulled up so I can look at like my 11th house, my 8th house. Okay. So I'll tell you my victory. I'm Sun and Moon Virgo.
Okay.
Very, very as Virgo as you can possibly get.
I'm going to have to help you out with that. Okay.
Trust me. I'm very Aquarius and it's a struggle.
Yeah. I'm going to have to help you both. Go ahead.
And then my rising is Sagittarius.
Okay. Thank God. All right. That's why, it gives you some room.
Yeah, it definitely allows me breathing because I think, but at times my Virgo will like take over and then I'm like a tense, tight, overly perfectionist, like going through these like charts and need lists and all this stuff. And then it just gets too much. And I know that anybody that's around me is just like, oh my gosh, shut the fuck up and calm down. Everything's going to be fine if we don't have a to-do list. But then, I will let, you know, the other energy come in, which I think is a Sagittarius, and it helps me like flow and laugh. And I think that's where I do get my energy from and my smiling and laughing and joy. And I do have a very, I have a big energy. So whatever mood I carry will take over the room, good or bad. So I'm aware of that. So I need to let the Sagittarius rule just a little bit more, I think.
Mm-hmm. But that's good that you know all these things about yourself. Awareness is key. I feel like as long as you can conversate and say what you're talking about and who you are, that's number one. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you something about, let me drop some bombs on y'all about Virgo. Because, essentially, I'm going to start here, but I have a whole video on my YouTube, guys, follow Naturally Lit, about the age of Pisces that I did with Astro D's, because essentially that's the age we're still in, the age of Pisces. So this is the video game we've now chosen, the world we've chosen. Mm-hmm. What does Pisces deal with? Y'all gonna shit yourselves when I tell you.
I got my notepad out like I'm in kindergarten. I'm like, I can't write them fast. Literally, enough. I'm glad I can go back and listen to this.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you're gonna come back and be like, oh my God. Pisces deals with, it's ruled by Neptune and Jupiter. And it rules clouds and fogginess, chaos, mist, confusion. But it also deals with spirituality, unconditional love, okay? And it deals with all the imagination. So it rules movies, photography, okay? It rules drugs.
Face.
Drugs.
No, this is some yin-yang shit.
Okay? Anything that will alter your state of mind is what Pisces rules. It rules scandals. Look at look at our world. Look at what we're about right now. Look at the topics of discussion. Mm-hmm. Mental health issues, because Pisces rules prisons. Anywhere where you're alone, isolation. Think of anywhere where you're alone, anywhere.
Every day of 2020.
Okay. So it rules because Pisces is where everything is the self-undoing. After we die, now what? That's what Pisces is. That's why when you meet Pisces men, they so damn scandalous. Okay.
Y'all, take notes.
But that's what I'm saying with Pisces energy. Pisces energy rules all these things. And so look at, you know, religion. Look, our world is filled with religion. It's filled with martyrdom and idolship.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's not what religion should be about.
At all. So that's why it's so interesting, because it's like we're in a state of constant confusion. right? Like people are literally confused if you think about it. Like literally.
That was just about what I was going to say that. You don't know what to believe.
Right.
That's Pisces energy, Tiff. That's literally Pisces energy. You don't know what to believe.
Because everything's fake news. Yeah,
everything's right, fake news.
Literally, but see how it's crazy. Like, I'm getting goosebumps because I love talking about
me
it.
Me too.
Yes.
For like 10 times now. But that's my empath side. Like I'm just soaking in all this.
Yeah, because you're going to get a better understanding of where you're at. And so because every sign has a polarity, aka a sister sign. And guess what the sister sign is of Pisces? Virgo. So now we're not just dealing with Pisces issues. Tip, I told you, sis, get ready. We're not just dealing with Pisces issues. We're dealing with
Virgo. I'm just going to leave and come back later.
Yeah.
Because let me.
You need to know I'm open, okay? I need help.
Because remember this, everything in your chart, y'all, we are already that energy. So we don't have to do all that. You are naturally organized. You are naturally caretaking. You can naturally have the CPR kit and, oh, my kids are bleeding. It's okay. Da, 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 da. Like, you know, you're like, oh, a big gash. It's okay. I'll stitch her up.
Everything's fine.
Like, you know, this is natural for you. This is natural. So you don't have to exude it. You don't have to push it out and you don't have to be that. So with Virgo, let me tell you, Pisces rules the feet. Okay. So yes, astrology rules all the way from your head, all the way down to your body. That's why you can use it in medical field. Okay. Get into it.
You missed your calling, Tiffany.
I'm switching career paths right this second.
I'm telling you, this shit is, imagine if you learn this and then put it in your podcast. Oh, you will blow people's mind. Y'all be on the next level. So then let me give you an example. freaking Michael Jackson, Pisces moon, Virgo. Moonwalking. Literally, this feet.
Wow.
Right? Think about what is he known for?
Yeah.
And Pisces rules everything. So he was global, right? And just that's why people cry and wow. The whole thing.
My head blew off of my body just now.
Right?
You just don't really know how connected everything really is until you know.
You know? But God, everything is. It turns out everything is connected.
Mm-hmm. That means all, ladies, we were connected. This was already written in our charts. This was us having this conversation.
Yeah. We've basically manifested this in every podcast we've ever recorded because at some point we bring up some kind of astrology, something. So when I came across you, you literally just popped up on my YouTube and I was like, What is this? And then I looked.
Confused, right?
No. That was like, first of all, she's stunning. Who is this person?
Inviting. And you have a very inviting face. As soon as you see your face on your little YouTube clips, I'm just like, I want to listen to what she has to say. So you were doing what you were born to do. Mm-hmm. And I just want to rewind to what you're talking about, that you find happiness through connection, but through moving people through emotion. And that's one of the most powerful ways that you can connect with people is if you invoke feeling and allow people to feel something, that's how you will be remembered. And you're doing such a good job of like really just knowing what makes you feel good and how you can serve others. And I think you're exactly where you're supposed to be. So not that I'm, any wise person or telling people what they're supposed to be doing, but I can tell you are exactly where you're supposed to be. And you're invoking energies out of me right now. So like the whole time you're talking, I'm covered in chills. So I'm just like everything she talks about, I can feel the passion and the energy. So I just love everything that you're about. I'm just like, I love right now.
Guys. Literally 30 seconds. I'm not kidding.
Oh my God.
I'm not trying to like blow smoke up your ass. No, be like literally like less than a minute probably into the first video I saw from you, which is that one where you say like this kind of the story of the signs, like starting from, you know, Aries to Pisces and how they're all connected. And literally less than a minute into it, I sent it to Tiffany. I was like, we got to get her on the podcast. And I like, PM'd you like barely was even done with the video.
I love you're gonna make me cry.
I'm getting so emotional because, you know, I'm gonna just say this for all cancers out there and anybody with a lot of cancer placements, you got to take care of people who want to be taken care of. You know what I'm saying? That's what's gonna make you feel really good. Also with Virgo, Tiffany, and this is my point, okay? Because it's on the opposite side. Now I have to explain to you, even though Virgo is an earth sign, you guys are still mutable, meaning you're supposed to change and go with the flow. You're actually supposed to go with the flow. Mm-hmm. You're able to pay attention to details and fix things on the way, but you don't have to subconsciously create problems for you to solve, right? My dad is a Virgo, and I understand he used to get on me about how I ate my food.
My mom's a Virgo. We've been raised by Virgos. We know.
Come on, guys, group hug, because this hug. Is like a thing, okay?
You need regression therapy for the Virgos. Like, you need help from, okay, but I will tell you that I know what my issues in being a Virgo are. And honestly, I've talked to a couple of different, and this is going to sound crazy, but I've talked to a couple of different empaths and psychics, and people talk to my spirit guides. Yep. And ultimately they told me that my biggest issue would lie in my desire to control my connection to my daughter and making sure that I don't try to control her every little thing or be so deeply connected to her that mm-hmm. I ruin our relationship in the future. Mm-hmm. And so the last year I've really spent time like,
hold on. I gotta give applause for you, Tiffany. Like, yeah.
Thank you.
That's some parenting. Like mm-hmm. you have to take a minute and give it to yourself. That is some parenting.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You are doing everything you possibly can do to understand and to really get into this space of surrender with your child. I applaud you because being a mother is so difficult and it's so rewarding. I know it is, but parents, please listen to what she's saying. Please continue. I'm moved by it. I love it. I love to see moms just go above and beyond. Like, I know I'm going to understand myself. Like,
so, yes.
You know? Yeah,
that's really why I do it. And I think it totally stems from, and I think this is how everybody moves through life is, you know, we have a story based off of the story that our childhood. I mm-hmm. didn't have a great connection with my mom, but I loved certain things about her. She was flighty and very energetic and a total Gemini, and she did whatever she wanted, but she had no sense of, she didn't have that connection to me. So it didn't matter what I did. So like she lived her life and she's still living her best life to this day. She's just with men and partying and she's just very spiritual. Like she does whatever she wants to do and that's fine. But I took it upon myself to know that it didn't allow me to be a good human or feel loved. So I needed to do something totally different. And I didn't know what to do or how to do it. So I've just tried a little bit of everything. And I think it's worked out because parenting isn't going to be the same for every child. You have to try something different with each child because they're going to feel and accept and bring in love differently. So it doesn't matter what works for one person or what works for one parent isn't going to work for every kid. So for me, it's been really good to have to take the reins off of being a parent and letting her do things that aren't so perfect all the time, which has really allowed me to not be so perfect all the time, which has taken 1,000-pound weights off of my chest and shoulder that I've carried my entire life and given both of us a freedom that is amazing. It's so amazing.
Also, such thing as perfection, though. There's no such thing. Progression, not perfection.
Yeah, it only took me 31 years to figure that out.
My ex made that up. We're like progression, not perfection, because Virgo is the sign of purification. It's the sign of literally taking all the shit out and only leaving the nutrients. So that's why. Mm-hmm. And now you have that double energy, right? So it's always on your mind. And it's also the sign of the virgin, the sign of the servant. So you know, I never want my Virgo people to do too much and then end up resentful as old people, because that's what will happen. Because
for sure,
you have to understand Pisces is on the other side. Pisces is where all the hidden things are. So you're hidden, even your efforts and everything you do. You know how hard you're working. Nobody's telling you thank you every 3 minutes though. And so now you're getting resentful. And then now you want to control that other people aren't doing it. And you're like, hold on a second. You're not doing as much work as I'm doing. And you're like, no, you don't love me. I'm not did it. And it becomes this crazy situation. I know.
More
I
have space three- right now.
Well, we had this exact conversation like about a month ago.
I know. I am so Virgo. She just said the story of my life right
like
there.
You honestly summed up. Like by the time this episode comes out, it'll be 2 episodes ago. But like the episode we recorded a couple episodes ago was like right. Literally, we had that conversation and then recorded an episode. So we were like talking about it a little, and it was basically that. Like Tiffany was
I need help. I still struggle with that. Like I feel like I'm doing so much all of the time, and I don't. But I don't want to seem like I want my efforts to be altruistic. So like I'm doing it because I want to do it and for the good reason. But then I'm like I still want some affirmation that my efforts are being seen because I'm like,
why can't you look at this? Why isn't your presence enough?
I know.
I have to ask women that all the time. But again, remember the whole thing we're talking about, how men's kind of made this thing for us, right? And then see, the sun represents our father and what we learned from our father, right? Lauren learned how to be detached and different. Okay.
My dad's a Libra.
I learned how to be mysterious and hidden. And Tiffany learned how to pay attention to every motherfucking thing. You know what I'm saying? And never stop. So
it's exhausting.
It's exhausting. So I think about it like this. When you guys do look at your chart and let's say, oh, I don't know how to read my chart. Okay, great. First of all, y'all need an astrologer anyway, because I think it's just cool to have at this point.
Yes.
You know, aesthetically where you're going for next year. You know, should I move? Should I not? Should I start my business? Should I not? Like, these are good things to know. Should I get married this year? Should I not? Like, those are good things to know. But with this energy that you're dealing with, you see it. And you already said you have Virgo moon, Virgo sun. So that means you have a conjunction. You in that damn club too much. You hang out at that club too much, Tiffany. Your hair, your tracks are falling out. Your shoes broken. You're sweating, okay? Like, that's what's happening, you know? We are spending too much time, too much energy in one space, forgetting there's so many other planets and so many other versions that we could be playing with. You know what I'm saying? So that being said, once you start getting anxious, you need to really learn how to tell people to stop asking you for shit. And you really need to have people fix it themselves. Because the thing is, you don't trust other people to fix it themselves with all that verbal.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow, you just got fully red. And I love that she's like getting this right now, because I get this a lot on our episode.
Lauren does. Lauren catches all the shit.
Because I really do.
A lot of the stuff is about dating, and Lauren is single. And, so they just, you know, she is 101. She's just like, everyone's reading her like a damn book.
Like, right,
and I'm just going to be like, I'm perfect.
Yeah, just saying profound stuff, being woke. I'm loving this, Moby. Thank you so much.
No, I actually love everything you're talking about, though. It does make me see that the way I move through everything isn't working for, you know, what I know that, again,
it's not working.
I've came a long way.
It's not working for who you are now. It worked for who you were then. That's amazing. You honor that person and you say, thank you so much, old Tiffany. And now it's time for my ego death. And now I refine myself and put myself in a place that energetically is going to be beneficial to everyone around me. You know what I'm saying? You guys, it doesn't diminish your value in your relationship when you change. And I really think that's
You gotta rewind it again 10 seconds and listen to what she said, because that was something right there.
We haven't allowed enough, and this is why I can't wait to write my first astrological book, because it's going to be about the family, the home, and how we create. Because what we know in the home is what we create in the world. That's it. That's all we do. And we're not creating healthy boundaries. Why is it okay for our parents to yell at us or have our door open or like have no privacy? Or, you know, I grew up in that. It's my house. Keep the door open. Why? Like, why can't I? Then I don't know how to say no in the real world. I don't know how to say no to men. I don't know how to say no to not getting paid right, because it didn't happen in here. I didn't have a schedule. I didn't know who I was. So now I'm looking for who I am through other people all the time. Seventh house Libra shit, right? Which is all that kind of stuff, which a lot of self-discovery comes through other people. But this, the home is just so vital in how we feel about who we are and how valuable we are. You know, my partner tells me all the time, sit down, you know, sit. I'm like, hold on, I got stuff to do. He's like, no, you've done enough. You give the world so much every day. You've done enough. I'm the same like you, because I have a stellium, which is like a lot of planets in one place, in a Virgo house. So I understand what you're going through, you know.
Yeah, I have like four planets in Virgo.
That's stressful. So I need you to smoke more weed. If you don't smoke weed, I need you
I have transitioned from less drinking, more herbs these days.
Yes, less drinking. You know why also? Because Virgos are just not good. Your stomach is not good with that.
Yeah, I don't, I've I mean, I've just I've used drinking because I am naturally an introvert. So I've used it as a social crutch.
Yeah.
But I never enjoy it. I hate a hangover. It doesn't actually get me where I want to be. And I realize I'm way happier without it. Point. Right.
Yeah.
I like to have maybe one drink and then like, that's it. That's it.
You know, like a glass is nice, whatever the case may be. But people with heavy Virgo, Pisces placements, I don't recommend they drink anyway. I've noticed that within myself. I black out. I don't remember. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Hmm. And it's just like, I don't want to not remember what the hell I'm doing or what's going on.
I hate that.
Ugh. Right? Wait, so do you think
but that's your body protecting itself. It's like, okay, maybe you're just not a good drinker. You're not meant to drink if you have a couple drinks and black out.
Yeah, you're not meant to drink. That's just our body can't handle it. Just like when I put on certain jewelry, oh my God, I get huge rashes around my neck. See, I'm so cool. I'm so okay with doing that because God forbid I have it on my skin. But why am I so okay with putting it in my body and I know I don't feel good the next day?
Wow, it's just your body protecting itself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your body will tell you.
God. But you know, I want to say that my placements allow for me to be a pretty good drinker.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, you're a great drinker, Lauren. I love
it. I really don't black out. I will like kind of gray out, but I will remember if you tell me. So.
No, you know, it's not, you just talk a lot when you're drunk. That's it. It's just more.
She just talks a lot. I talk a lot
and not drunk, like sober. Yeah, I do. So.
You know, air signs have it better because it's air, so it can't attach to anything. You see, it's the elements too. When you have to think about the planets, right? It's earth, air, fire, and water.
Yeah.
So if you know you have water, you consume things and you don't have any stop and you only do it because you feel a certain type of way because it's water. It's about things that move. Mm-hmm. And then when it's earth signs, it starts to become a habit. This is why earth signs are more addicted to pills and things like that. This is where addiction comes in because you could really, that's why I really love this work is because you could really tell people, like I tell a lot of my young people, like, don't you dare do this or do that. Like you cannot your energy can't afford it, you know, and then you become a completely different person and then your life is not going where you want it to go, you know?
Wow.
Yeah. Super important.
Because it's science.
Science.
Psychology.
All of this is profound.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Wait, is Leo an earth sign or
fire sign?
Oh yeah, duh.
That's why you can burn it off. It burns out of you. You know, my man is a Leo moon. It's the same thing. Like he's like, it doesn't affect me like that. You know, it's just you have air and fire, so it's not attaching to anything.
Yeah, just burning my own flames here.
Yeah, you're just doing it for fun. You're like, oh, this is fun for me.
So I think drinking does allow me to connect to my Sagittarius side because like I do have so much fun. I'm such a happy drunk, but then it's always like the next day or after I get drunk, I'm overthinking and overanalyzing and I'm just like, ew, I don't like that. I don't want to be part of it. It doesn't, it doesn't make me feel good long term. I don't want to be part of it.
See, because I'm the kind of, well, because when me and Tiffany, like, you know, when we would drink more together and go out and stuff, like, I'm a big, when I start, I don't like do this on purpose, like subconsciously, like I'll just start videotaping like everything, then, but I don't post anything. So like my it's all on Snapchat. I just save it. And it's been saved there. I have like 4 years of stuff
your
saved.
Your personal diaries, like your personal going out.
Yes. All literally like my entire Snapchat, like saved stuff.
I'm not happy about
like
some of the videos
or my friend and, or my friend just like drunk. Tiffany though, she'd be like, do not send me anything. I don't want to see.
Out of mind.
I don't want to know.
She don't want to see herself in a state. She don't want to see herself. She's all being messy.
I know. I'm like, no, it was so funny. And she's like, no, I don't want to see.
She's a perfectionist.
But then if she ever does make me look at something, my perfectionist brain always is taking care of me. So like I'm dancing good and I'm like, okay, well I look pretty good. My butt looks good. I got good moves. But still, I don't want to look at my face because that
there's
face
is like. There's some sloppy ones. I've definitely got some sloppy ones. But
there's like,
for the most part.
I don't know who's driving the bus in there. It's not me. So I don't want to be a part of it.
You said you were posing still like Barney.
No, honestly, I'm like surprised that you're not like a Leo somewhere in there. The way when you're drunk, you're a Leo when you're drunk, I think.
Something.
But with Sagittarius. Sagittarius will get like.
See, Sagittarius and Capricorn, I don't know much about Sagittarius or Capricorn. There's like the only two. I've just not had a lot of people in my life, I think, that were Sagittarius and Capricorn.
Mm-hmm. But Capricorn is like, Capricorn would be similar to Aquarius too, because you guys are both ruled by Saturn. Saturn is ruled by, you know, people. If you've ever worked anybody, have you met people who are dry and like kind of just to the point? And like, they had a resting bitch face. Like, they were just like, yo, collective is done. That's Earth yep. sign. That's Capricorn energy. Like, hey, not very high. Like, hey, yeah. sun, you know. Okay. Unless they have a Sagittarius rising, then they could be a Cap mm-hmm. with a little bit more energy.
Okay.
But most times they're preserving because they only want to do what's going to benefit them.
Okay. So
they don't really have long conversations. Mm-hmm. They're just like.
Okay. Interesting. No, I definitely know you were talking about a Capricorn, but I definitely have that dry side of, I can be very serious. I think, when I think about my seriousness, I think of, RIP Kobe Bryant. Like, he was a Virgo. And I think that a lot of the stuff I do is very much like Kobe, in that I just want to be serious because I want to do great things and I want to leave a legacy and be mm-hmm. a legend. But then I'm like, okay, I still have to have fun, yeah. but my serious side will take over, and like a total monotone dryness comes about. But mm-hmm. then I'm like, okay, I have to have fun. I'm like, it's like, cool. It's
yeah.
Which yeah. honestly, like a month ago when we were having, like when this whole conversation with me and Tiffany happened about the podcast and stuff, is what I think happened actually. Cause I was like, she's like, well, we have to do this. Like, she's just being very serious, you know? And I'm like, well, we can still do that. And like, not be as strict on our, like, and be as serious. Like, we
yeah, have. It's okay. Like, life will go on.
Yeah.
I feel like we have to.
And then she flipped the switch.
It's a couple of things. Like, you know, I don't know what y'all believe in, but you can't outsmart God. So mm-hmm. you can't outwork God. You can't outsmart God. You can't. Mm-hmm. Then I ask people, when you die, you think God is going to be like, so where are your W-2s at? Mm-hmm. pull up your tax form. How much property did you own? Did you have enough children? Because mm-hmm. I don't think you produced. No, none of that. All this is supposed to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And when yep. your life is not fun no more, you're not working in your right energy. That's yep. just how I feel. That, like, for me, even though I'm working with this astrology stuff, I'm having fun doing
you're
it.
Enjoying your journey.
I am enjoying it, mm-hmm. you know, and I had to release the struggle mentality, you know, that, oh, I have to struggle first to get what I want, and da 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 da, and like mm-hmm. I had to talk myself
rise and out. Grind.
Yeah,
Lauren and I always talk about that, like the mentality that you have to grind all the time in order to be happy and successful.
Burnout culture. Yeah,
it's not. Yeah, burnout culture, and that's not cute. And what I tell people, when
it's not cute.
People, it's not. When I tell people work hard, I do mean that. Like, show up, work for yourself, yeah. work hard. And some people don't have a lot of energy, so. What my partner and I do, which I really suggest to a lot of people, is things before 1 o'clock. If you can just get a couple of things done before one, mm-hmm. you're good. The mm-hmm. rest of the day, just do whatever you want to do. You go to the gym, you help your kids, you do this at the third, you write a couple emails. After that, man, smoke a joint and go outside and touch
your
the
life.
Sun and enjoy your life. Because mm-hmm. I don't know about you ladies, I'm in my 30s now. This shit is going by so fast.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm blinking and I'm like, damn, another 24 hours just went by. Damn, I'm yeah. already on season 2. Like, just, damn, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So mm-hmm. we got to learn how to breathe, because if not, then your daughter is not going to enjoy her life, because she's always going to be on the edge.
Yep.
You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And she's always going to be overanalyzing. But the good mm-hmm. thing is with Virgo is there's always low vibrational, high vibration with every energy. And Virgo is the healer. You know, that's why you're so beautifully fit, and Virgo's always looking young to the day they die, okay? Skin is always going to be popping, all right? So you can do that with your kids, a nice skincare routine. That's how you can show them organization, show them their hygiene. That would be nice, you know, and mm-hmm. Connecting with that. But other than that, how they express themselves, who they like, or what they want to do with their life, guide them as the Sagittarius rising that you are. You are the mm-hmm. mentor and the guider. You're not supposed to be nitpicking. You know,
yep.
you can tell your kid, like, yo, you about to fall in this pit right now. There's a pit, you know. Oh, well, no, mom, I got it. Okay, because you know what? I told you there's a pit, baby. I told you.
You just gave me anxiety trying to
raised by a Virgo.
You gotta release
but
it.
But I have done, I will give myself credit. In the last 2 years, out of the 6 years she's been alive, have been way, but thank God she can't remember the first 3 years of her life. I mean, I know her spirit and her soul can, because I was so much more controlling of everything she did the first 3 or 4 years of her life. And the last 2 years, I've enjoyed just like pushing her, you know, on her merry way, and then letting her do things. And mm-hmm. she'll look back and be like, oh, you're about to tell me what to do, aren't you? And then I'm like, Nope.
Better not. And then
I want to, but I know for her own benefit, I don't. So it's hard for me to let go, but then I...
You don't trust your kid. You don't trust yourself. You don't trust what you've taught her. That's all that you're saying.
I'm going to make my mom listen to this on repeat for like days.
Like, that's all that you're saying is I don't trust you because I didn't do good enough with you, you know? And I have to tell my mom sometimes, like, chill out. I'm still going to make mistakes, but I'm good. You know, I'm not out in the streets. I'm treating people pretty decently and like things like that. I'm still doing okay, you know? And do you know your baby's moon sign?
She is, hold on, I can tell you.
Yeah, I want to know.
She has a couple of Virgos in there also, but she is Virgo, Taurus, Scorpio.
Virgo moon?
Virgo sun, Taurus moon, Scorpio rising.
Okay, good.
You love a Taurus.
No, you have to understand. If your baby had a lot of Virgo placements, I'd be like, Tiff, you got to chill out. She's already getting that energy from you. See, the thing is, I already know what my mom was like when I was in her womb. Like, you know, we got the 12th house represents stuff that happened before we were born. So it's like, you know, this is where birth defects and like a lot of these things come up too. But Taurus moon means that she's always going to see you as somebody who is stable, a provider, and a pretty chill mom, but very stubborn.
You just described everything about me.
That's how she's going to see you. That's her perception of you, okay? And then her Virgo sun, she's going to see her father either as hypercritical, overjudgmental, or, you know, it's there. Yeah. It's there. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, he's a great dad. Him and I are not together anymore. He is a great dad. I'm so thankful for that. But him and I could never be long-term. And he knows this because I am on this side, like the very left side of judgment, and he is on the right side. But I've told that to his face. So like, this is going to be nothing new. But that is how he goes through life and protects himself, is making those judgments. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but that is where he kind of runs the course of his life. But I think it does allow him to be a really good dad because he analyzes certain situations and tries to protect her at all cost,
and he'll
but
see
not
things that she could never see. So,
right. So I'm like happy that he is what he is, but you're totally right. That's the energy that kind of comes from his side to her.
She'll definitely think you're more chill than him.
Oh yeah, she already does.
that's a testament to you with all that Virgo energy, because you're really working on understanding you can just be here and be
present. It's an effort to be chill.
Right, like it's an effort to chill, but to just be there and being present with that Taurus moon, you know, she loves beauty and art and you know, being playful. And, you know, my mom put me in piano and she put me in karate and she put me in acting class. She put me in so many things. I have a Taurus moon. My mom, I never knew we were poor. I never knew we were without. I always had food on the table, always had clothes on my back. That's how I think about my mother. But my mother's also very stubborn. She don't know how to apologize. Okay. I said what I said, mom. And those will be our biggest fights, you know, but other than that, my mom's my queen. So Taurus moon is a great placement for a child to have. I'm super excited that she thinks about you like that, because that just means like you're on a good way. So,
you know, what's funny is when you talk about your mom, the way that she like set you up for life, I feel like I do a lot of this stuff, because I put Eliza, that's my daughter's name, into a lot of left and right brain stuff, so that she has like the arts and she has sports. So it's really funny because for a 6-year-old, she's so diverse. Like
she's done more activities than I've done, and I'm 28.
So smart and I've done a lot. Funny, and she is just sarcastic and will give you shit. Like, I love everything about her energy. She's just so witty and smart. And then she can throw a softball and then beat everybody in her swim class and then like paint the most beautiful picture. I'm just like, I'm always enthralled with everything she does. I just think she's everything I wanted to be as a person.
And that's amazing. And that's an amazing thing. And what did you say her rising was?
Scorpio.
Scorpio. Okay. So now this is interesting. Okay. So Scorpio rising, I need you to go listen to that video. I don't need you to get obsessed with your child's chart, but I need you to understand what she's going to be dealing with. Cause Scorpio energy, like I said, we're always dealing with a lot. Trust issues, heavy trust issues, being very guarded, being very private, will be things that she'll, you know, be going with and dealing with.
She's already pretty private now. I was about to say,
she's very private.
So she is. Like, she will not, like, even just, I mean, it's hard to say, like, what a six-year-old's going to be private about, but, you know, going number two, she's, like, super hardcore, very, very, doesn't want anybody around except
even
for me.
When
like,
she'll
double shut every door around. She's like, no.
Even when she wore a diaper, when I, like, she was, like, not even two, I don't think, when I first babysat her.
And she's like, she realized she pooped in a diaper, she was like, no.
Please don't. She was like, no, don't change it.
Don't mess with me. This is my business.
Scorpio rising is very serious. I call it, like, the tinted life because it's like riding in a, I think of the sun, moon rising as like a car, you know, the car, the vehicle on the outside, the moon, the sun is in the inside, like the textures and the colors, and the moon is like who you're talking to on the phone or maybe music you're listening to. The Mars is the gas in the car, and the Mercury is like how you actually drive the car around and, you know, in life. But with Scorpio, I think of like matte on matte black. You can't really get to know me until I say like you get to know me. Like you can't get in my situation.
Yes, that is Eliza.
And I will tell you the absolute truth. The absolute truth is Scorpio is ruled by Mars and Pluto. What is Mars? It's a fire planet. Pluto is a planet of irreversible change and magnetism. It's going to be weird, but people are going to be attracted to your kid. Like this is.
I already knew that. Like in a weird way, but people. I think it's very endearing how much people love her, but it's almost, I'm kind of creeped out, but then I think it's just, she has a really beautiful energy, but we had a reading from an empath and he told me that she had
an angel energy.
So like just this white light, people are drawn to her for whatever reason. So I think that it's very similar to what you're talking about. Just people.
It's very much so. And then always remember Scorpio is the planet of transformation. So people come to me when they're ready to know the truth about themselves and their own psychology, and then they leave. So this is a lot of what I deal with. I didn't understand that as a kid. I felt used. I felt like, oh, wow, you're only using me for my power, for my insight, for my psychology, and then you leave. But the thing is with Scorpio, it's very symbolic. You literally change. People change after they interact with me. It's that deep. You know, and so
for sure I can see that and feel that from you.
Like relationships don't last long sometimes, so then we feel like we're not worthy because people are not spending enough physical time with us. So I just want you to be aware of that
because, damn,
you know, people
and I even see that now with her friends at school, because she'll talk about, I mean, she's friends with everybody, but she'll talk about, you know, one friend being best friends with her for 2 weeks. And then she's like, well, and then I introduced her to this other girl and now they hang out more than we do. I'm like, well, then move on, honey. You move on. You don't even care. You don't even care. But then I'm like, deep down in myself, I'm like, she's so sensitive. Like she really does care. But that's exactly what you just described, was she felt like that other friend used her to get to that other friend.
It's very symbolic. It's very deep. You know, and it can hurt you and make you feel worthless in relationships. You know, it makes you feel like, damn. But once you wake up and you realize, oh no, this is my path. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm supposed to help transform and bring people out of the darkness. And I honor that as my energy and as who I am as a being. Now I'm not mad anymore. I'm not upset anymore. And I'm not that protective and private anymore, you know, and I don't feel like people can, because we get too emotionally invested quickly with Scorpio energy.
You took your power back.
Yeah. And so that I say now I take it with honor because I think of Aries as the warrior and then Scorpio as the general. So it's just tell me my duties, you know, I have who I need. I have my circle of friends. Obviously it took me a long time to get them, but I have my circle of friends. But after that, you know, just, I guess, doing more research and just looking into the energies. I'll do more on my channels and stuff, but just making her aware, I guess, of transient and time, and that time isn't guaranteed and people aren't guaranteed to stay in your life. And we all have different journeys and those kind of topics, you know?
Yeah.
So she doesn't feel alone, because Scorpio risings have a tendency to feel very alone.
I can see that. That was just really good information. I feel like you just pivoted my mind on how I see her, I mean, not that I needed much help because I'm always just trying to, I'm open to what she needs.
She's a Virgo.
But the way that you, I'm like, I got this, don't worry. But the way you just described her Scorpio side with being private and feeling like she could be used, it makes total sense. And I need to find a way to like flip it so that she can use that as her power instead of making that her vulnerability.
Yes. Huh. Yeah, exactly. And knowing that her vulnerability is the power and people are drawn to her because her energy is so strong and they're ready to cross the bridge. You know, once people meet people like me and your daughter, they're ready to cross the bridge into Sagittarius land, which is the land of wisdom. Oh, and integrity. Oh, wow.
Okay. That makes so much sense.
Oh my God.
Because after you've gone through a crisis, through a change, through an irreversible psychological, emotional change, what wisdom have you drawn out of it? That's mm-hmm. where you come in, Sagittarius rising mom. You're going to show her the wisdom mm-hmm. that she's going to come out of this. You know what I'm saying? Because you're probably sitting in her second house. So,
are a lot of coaches Sagittarius?
Yes. Exactly. Okay, you got it.
Okay. I'm going to be an astrologist.
Just do it.
I mean, she's on. But
that's essentially a coach, is an astrologist.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I just found my new pathway.
Yes.
Oh, right wow. here. You heard that's it first.
The breakthrough.
In the first place. See, and then see for mm-hmm. me now, the example would be that's why I came into Tiffany's world to have mm-hmm. her connect that dot. And now, poof, I can disappear with joy and still with love. You know,
oh gosh, don't disappear.
Wow.
Like it would be okay if I would be okay. This conversation is so amazing. I would love to talk like this all the time, you know, but I'm still as fulfilled if we never spoke again. And that's what Scorpios need to understand, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, look at you.
But yeah, so you're not allowed to go anywhere though, because I still need you. I haven't had my breakthrough from you yet.
Period. You need to get there.
Okay, so really quick, and then Lauren, I'll let you have whatever you want. My question is, so as far as romance goes, I know that you had mentioned in some of your YouTube videos that romance depends on the houses and how they kind of line up. But as a blanket statement for myself, my partner, I've been with him for almost 5 years. I don't know his actual time of birth. I've asked him 1,000 times and I'm like, he doesn't even really love me since he's never found out the time of birth because this is very important to me. So I think he's just like stringing me along because he knows. I always tell him all the time, like, he's an Aries. Aries and Virgo are not meant to be together for whatever reason.
That's not true.
We ended up together.
That's not true. He's helping you take care of through his selfishness, you learn how to take care of your own shit. And that's what partners are supposed to help you with stuff we don't have and what we're not willing to do and like all those kind of things. He's helping you become assertive. He's helping you stand up for yourself. He's helping, you know, be spontaneous. He's impulsive. He's showing you to kind of like, maybe I can use my masculine energy a little bit more. Like, you know, that kind of thing. He inspires you to do those kind of things.
You just nailed it.
Yeah, that's good. That's why you're with him. The thing is our energy needs certain people because we're mm-hmm. trying to get somewhere. So your first experience was your beautiful child and that's what you got out of that amazing love experience. And now mm-hmm. this experience, okay, what am I going to do? Well, I got to get some Aries in me, more fire.
Yeah, he's definitely allowed me. He has been a big part of, I think, what has allowed me to be a more conscious human and working on myself and finding the most happiness I've ever found within my own self because of our relationship, because like there were certain things that didn't work for us. And I think it was because I wasn't well-rounded in certain areas of my life. So I needed to figure that out in order to be a good partner. So I needed to be fully developed within myself in order to even be on the table for a partner. So the way that you just said that, you know, I'm in a relationship with him despite, you know, what Cosmopolitan says we shouldn't be in a relationship is obviously for a reason. And our energies balance each other. And I think that's totally true. So do you think that there are certain signs that shouldn't be together or you don't think that's a thing?
I'll just say first things first, maturity at the end of the day, you know, either you're operating in your high vibrational side or low vibrational. And Lauren can choose to be the cold, distant, weird Aquarius and just cutthroat and not give a fuck and cut you down and all that other shit. Or she could be super collaborative and make sure that you're good and everyone has what they need and very innovative and she wants to be community oriented. Mm-hmm. You choose. It's the level of your maturity, you know what I'm saying? How you want to express your energy. So yes, there's some signs where it's just more difficult to connect because maybe there's just not enough perceived time or maybe there's just not enough discipline or, you know, but I also believe in effortless connection. Mm-hmm. I believe there's people that you just fit and then you want to work on, okay, that's cool how we fit. Let's refine how we fit together. And that's how I think people should focus on their relationship for real.
Refining how you fit together. Love that.
I think that definitely just described exactly how my partner and I were together. Mm-hmm. I mean, chemistry, physical wise, like,
oh, I know he's hot.
10 out of 10. Like we just, I'm a sexual being as is, and he fit that, what I was looking for and what I needed. And then really our only issues in the first 2 years were communications.
Yeah.
And I think I'm just a hard person to communicate with, period. So we had the physical side. We just needed to work on the...
You need to let him help you with other things. The word help is just very hard. Both of y'all, it's hard for y'all to ask for help. That's
for
the
sure.
main mm-hmm. issue. But something about you spiritually is connecting you because you know you can somehow help for each other. But that's where your eighth house, which is traditionally Scorpio, is where your vulnerability comes in, the intimacy. Mm-hmm. And that's what holds long-term relationships really together. It's like, how much am I willing to let you see the snot come out my nose? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And all that kind of stuff.
Okay, wait. So real quick about these, well, I don't know how quick this could actually be answered. Maybe it's not maybe it's a longer answer, but so back to the house, like reading the houses. So, okay. So I'm sure Tiffany's probably looking at the same thing I am. I'm on CoStar app.
I don't like CoStar.
Okay. I was going to ask you that too. I was like,
you don't like CoStar
or do you have an app that you like?
It's like a Costco. It just looks good. Twin Flame is the best app. If you want to get your life changed, please download that. I think they don't have it for Android, but go ahead and get right after this, put it in. I think it takes a little while for your natal chart to come up, like a day or so.
Okay. Then which one is it? Say it one more time.
Twin Flame, it's purple.
Okay.
And when you read some of the aspects, it goes so deep into your psychology. I was like, oh my God.
Well, like, I don't really read CoStar. I just use it for the chart because I like didn't really know anything about it until the chart. So
yeah, the chart's still trash on there because it's like, you can't tell.
Yeah. Because also I was like, maybe me and Tiffany are looking at the same thing. Because I'm like, I have like, it's a 1, 7, 8, 10.
Okay. It makes sense why we're so confused then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not enough information. So
your full chart should have 1 through 12.
Absolutely. Okay. And it honestly, I like the, I like the circle chart. I personally like the circle full chart. Time Passages is also a good app. I really like that one because it gives you the full circle and you can see the actual pizza pie and you can see how the planets are interacting with each other and which house they're in, you know?
Ooh. So
like, yeah.
Okay.
The houses are the most important because people don't resonate with it, but I need to know like, okay, I know Tiffany went through a great spiritual awakening this year. You know what I'm saying? Because she had Capricorn in the 12th house. That's her spiritual house. There was a huge transit in there. There's three planets that went through there. You did too, but in different way. It was through your friend groups that led you into a spiritual situation. It was like the community and stuff. You're like, what the hell's going on with the community? What's up with oh no, y'all motherfuckers are confusing me. Let me go on over here and be by myself and get into my spiritual life, right? This has to do with your rising sign and your house system. So when you guys are looking at tarot readers and they're like, okay, or like astrologers and they're like, okay, Cancer, let's read for you. They're reading for your rising because they know exactly where the planets are sitting in the house. Like, because all Capricorn is having the same exact thing, but I might have Capricorn in my 7th house. So now I'm dealing with my one-on-one relationships. You might have Capricorn in your 10th house. So you're dealing with work.
Yeah.
Someone might have Capricorn in their 4th, so they're dealing with home stuff.
Okay.
This all makes so much more sense the way that you just described that. Wow.
It's easier that way. So basically, I like to think of it as it, when you see the circle, it's a pizza pie. Mm-hmm. And each of those pizza pies, they have 12 slices. And in each of that slice, it represents a theme or a place, a nightclub, a home, you know, the main area of life. On the outside is the crust. And the crust indicates how you approach that part of your life. Mm-hmm. So your second house represents finances. This is one of the many things it represents. Let's say you have a water sign there. That means you spend how you feel, okay? Now, mm-hmm. Lauren won't do that.
No.
Right? Mm-hmm. Because she it also depends on what's in her second house. And also depends on if it's intercepted or not. Because if you have Pisces there, see, I could tell you, you probably spend money on alcohol and spend money on like certain type of things. Like, oh, you know how some people will spend $300 on a bottle of wine and you'll be like, oh, hell no.
No, I buy $8 bottles of wine.
Right. And some people will like, no, I'll really spend that money. So yeah. That's what all of these energies will tell you. That's why, like, if you go on my Twitter, people get freaked out and I'll say something really specific and I'll be like, oh, sun in the eighth house means that you lost your father. And people will be like,
what?
He was murdered. He's in jail. I never saw him. He was never in my life. Yeah. He was there when I was young and then he wasn't there. He wasn't there when I was younger, but now he's there because eighth house is all the hidden, all the things in the dark. Mm-hmm. So you don't see, literally, you don't see your father, the sun.
Dang. Well,
So if your sun is in the eighth house,
we have like 10. Sorry.
So wait, is sun always in the eighth?
No, sun can be anywhere. That's the thing. That's the point.
Okay, so I have Aries, which is sun and Saturn.
Okay.
This may be confusing.
Wait, you said you're a Virgo.
Yeah. So my eighth house says it's Aries, and then for whatever reason, sun and Saturn are in there. I don't know if that's connected.
So wait, are you a Aries sun? Who are you reading? I think you're reading your husband.
Oh, I am. Oh my gosh, you're right. Damn it.
Your husband.
Because I'll say my eighth house is actually Virgo.
You're good. The fact that you
your eighth house is Virgo. Yeah. And that's why you guys connect.
Oh, my sun. Level. Okay. So sun on your birth chart is just like your regular sun.
Yeah.
Sun.
Yeah. Oh. So I'm a sun in Virgo. Okay, great. But if your sun is in Virgo and it's in the, you know, in the, let's say in the, let me think. What's the house that it wouldn't like to be in? The 11th house, okay? This would not, it would make you Virgo, but a different kind of Virgo. That's why people will be like, oh, I don't really identify with my sun sign. Well, what if you're a Sagittarius, but you're a Sagittarius sun, but you literally have 8 planets in Capricorn? Mm. Of course you're not gonna feel like a Sagittarius because you're gonna feel restricted and dry. And you're gonna feel tight, you know what I'm saying? So that's why you need to look at your chart.
Yep.
Okay, this all makes, because I don't know how I didn't connect that your sun within the chart is also just your sun sign.
Yes.
Wow.
I was going to say, I have like on the CoStar app at least, it just says like the 1, 7, 8, 10, and 12. Mm-hmm. But my 12 has, it's Capricorn, but there's like 4 planets.
Oh, you're a 12th house person. Okay. That's when you see that online. So what planets are in there?
It's Uranus, Neptune, Venus, and Mars.
You feel unseen and underappreciated. And you feel like, like 12th house people always feel unseen and appreciated because it's the house of the hidden things. Mm. You also have a lot of hidden knowledge and you do a lot of weird shit on your time off. So that you don't tell people about, it's very private to you because it's 12th house things. You know what I'm saying? But also with it there, you have a lot of hidden talents you haven't discovered yet. You said you're 28.
I'm 28, yeah.
Going through your Saturn return right now. So there's been a lot of, you know, just even that really
exciting.
Yeah. Like just deep psychological transformations, you know, even mental health could have been an issue or something that you just been thinking about or dealing with this year. You know what I'm saying? Because that Saturn is in the house of fear. So your fears, you were paranoid as fuck this year, you know, just like looking around, like you're always in a state of like, what are people doing? You have a lot of weird dreams that you're probably not paying attention to. 12th house people need to be paying attention to all their dreams, dream journaling, recording themselves at night. You get so much good information in there.
I never really remember my dreams. And when I do, they are so weird that I don't even I can't even like remember. I like remember when I first wake up and then I forget like 2 seconds after.
Yeah. You just got to practice harder to remember them. That's all. But yeah. Capricorn there, and you said you have Uranus, Neptune, and
Venus and Mars.
Venus. Okay. So Venus is like secret admirers. You can't really tell who likes you. You can't really tell who's really into you. You're always confused by love.
So I never think anyone likes me.
Because it's Venus. Venus is our planet of appreciation. Now, if you put Venus in prison, how is she going to feel like she's being loved? That's why you have this also this weird thing about this damsel in distress, right? You love the corny romantic movies, even though you're like this quirky girl and da-da-da-da-da. You're watching all the Netflix like see.
I love that dumb stuff.
Corny, all romantic comedies. Why? Because Pisces rules all. Remember, the 12th house is everything in our imagination. Venus is there, damsel in distress. I'm thinking about Rapunzel with the long hair. That's you. You're Rapunzel with the long That's hair, me. But probably with a skateboard, you know, with a phone. Like, where you been? I've been waiting for you. You're not the sweet version, right? I put my hair down. It's like, no, you better not pull my hair. Get me out of the way. I've been waiting for you.
Figure out a different way. That not my hair. That's
the best explanation of Lauren I've ever heard. Oh, and my then, gosh.
Also, Venus and Capricorn, if it's Venus and Cap, right?
Yes.
Attracting older men. That's just how it goes. People with money, people with wealth or hidden wealth. That definitely.
Maybe I do attract older men, but I am attracted to younger men.
Yeah, you can be attracted to younger men, but older men are attracted to you.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I actually think that's true. And Lauren always is just like, nope, nope, hard nope, 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 nope.
Maybe I try. Older guys are great.
You just need a spiritually mature man. That's what it is. That, you know. I used to do that too with the age thing and just be like, and I, don't get me wrong. I tried to date a 55-year-old and I was like, this ain't working. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's not for me. I get it. I get it. Some ladies out there, y'all love it. It's not for me, but there's a maturity that you need. You need a spiritual maturity above all, you know?
For sure.
You want that psychic connection. And honestly, you should be able to like dream about your mates before you meet them. It's like it gets that deep for you. Like some people will be like, oh my God, I put it on my thing. They're like, oh my God, I saw a silhouette of my last boyfriend and then I met him. It's stuff like that. That's why I need you to pay attention to your dream.
I do see, I think half the time I don't remember because when I do remember things, I do remember it's like people I don't recognize. So
exactly. So then you
maybe, I've already seen him and I don't even know.
That's really crazy. That is your placement. That's like how it is for you. You don't really see people like that. It's like you don't, and then they don't see you. You know what I'm saying? But the more you dive into your 12th house, which is astrology and like tarot and, you know.
I've gotten way more into that stuff this year too. So
because of the big transit that you had in that 12th house, which is the house of spirituality. Now your vision is going to become clearer and you're going to be able to recognize that person much more easily than before. Yeah.
Awesome. So whatever you have the most signs in is like the type of house person you are.
Yeah.
So exactly. Like if I have three signs in Sagittarius in the first house.
You're a first house Sagittarius person, which is so crazy. Your Virgo is really holding you back because you should be way more chill, way more like Sagittarius, like your titty you know, like, hey. Oh,
well, when she
drinks, they are.
That's why when she drinks, she's for sure Sagittarius. Oh my God. Okay. Literally, we could ask you, Mike. I know.
There's so many questions. Okay. Do you have any good resources for our listeners for educating themselves on, besides your YouTube videos, educating themselves
on books, websites, all that good stuff?
Absolutely. I love one of the books I love is ABCs of Astrology by Dorecia Mack. It's a super easy, digestible read. It tells you a lot of information from just even how the planets move all the way to which herbs are ruled, which body parts are ruled. So it gives you a lot of information. It's on Amazon and all the other platforms. Mm-hmm. I also really love Chiron, Healing of Body and Soul. Oh my gosh, I have it right here. This book right here, because she had this on deck. If y'all want me on the show again, and if y'all want to do some, you want to cry next time?
Oh no.
We'll read this book.
Can we do it tomorrow?
Yeah, we're going to read it tonight.
Healing Body and Soul by Martin Lass. I think this is a book that will free a lot of people mentally. And
when I ask for books for our followers, I meant for myself.
For yeah, me course. And Tiffany, I mean, yes.
I have two videos on all my favorite books, so I clearly have like a okay. lot of books, but I'm just showing you a couple. And then the last one, because I do, this is really cool. This is called The Rulership Book by Rex E. Bills. And okay. basically it's a book that will show you what every single thing is represented by, the symbolism of everything. Meaning, Venus, right? Okay, the planet of Venus. We know it rules beauty and nature and all those things, but what specifically does it rule? Oh, it rules earrings. Oh, it rules the vocal cords. Oh, it rules dimples.
That's cool.
It rules dancers. So then this is how I could be like, well, you should be this. You should do this. This is what you should do with your life.
I did listen. I watched that podcast too.
So this one.
So what is your eighth house again? Podcast,
video.
What does your eighth house do?
Oh man, it does so many things. Are you interested because your husband's in there?
No, because when you said Venus rules beauty, so I'm a beauty coach. That's everything I do is beauty based. So Venus is in my eighth house.
So that means
does
a lot.
Does that make sense?
Yes, that's exactly how you say it. That's exactly the speech. It means a lot of things, but when it comes to that, it's like you transform people through makeup. You make them feel beautiful. You make people who don't understand their beauty and you bring it out to the light. You find joy in that. You know what I'm saying? And like cleaning people up and no, look, this is really how beautiful you are. Like, cause Venus is in the dark. So now Venus, the planet of appreciation, she's making sure she goes in the dark and gets all the people who are left behind. Are you okay? Like all the homeless and all the hurt. And that's why you do makeup. Some people do makeup, Venus in the fifth house, because for fun. Okay, just for fun. I have Venus in the fifth house, but I have it in Scorpio. So it's like a little different. But people just do it for fun and or they do it for artistic reasons. You do it to actually make people feel good about themselves.
That's all it's about for me. It's like transformational type stuff. It's inner and outer beauty. That's like all I care about. Really, I do beauty, I think, because for me, beauty helped me figure out my own self-worth, which is kind of, it almost sounds vain, but it's not that for me. So I try to help people feel good through beauty by discovering their own inner beauty, if that makes
That's
sense.
That's so Venus eighth house talk. If you think about it, Venus in the dark, hidden beauty, discovering beauty.
Okay,
right?
So the eighth house is hidden things.
It's all the stuff that's in the dark.
Okay.
Things we don't talk about.
This all makes so much sense. I am blown away by this conversation.
I say God is a poet first. Just think of everything as poetry. You know what I'm saying? And life will be much more beautiful.
Wow.
Ugh, I love this. Okay. We have to cut ourselves off right now. We cannot keep you any longer. I know you have to go. So, and I just realized, you know, we normally at the beginning of the podcast,
I was
say
just
like,
about to say, we
you have
to,
permission to enter and we
we're
going
to have to cut
you
a small thing for it really fast.
But honestly, I think it's funny because we just automatically like didn't even have to give you permission. Like we just let you in. but we will give you permission.
She just burst through the door. She didn't even wait for anybody to let her in.
Yeah. No.
She kicked that door open.
But we do need to give you permission to exit because otherwise we will just be safe.
Yes, we will.
So,
thank you, ladies, so much.
No, but you have been a pleasure. Oh my gosh, you are going to change so many people. I know that just this conversation alone is going to move people in a way that will allow them to dismantle some of their thought patterns and think a little bit different in order to heal themselves or be a better person or a better partner, a better parent. I think that this conversation is going to help a lot of people and I can't wait for everyone to hear it. I'm so excited.
I've had so much fun. Love this stuff.
I love it. I'm so happy. Thank you, ladies, for making my life brighter.
Oh my gosh.
And many more conversations, I hope.
Yes. You need to be like our resident astrologer now.
I would love to come on and talk to y'all. Let me know.
Oh my gosh.
We're going to have to come up with some themes like part two, part three, and just come up with, we'll let Lauren have some time.
No, we need to read Lauren next time so she can feel seen.
Listen, I
that Leo
loved
moon is not liking you. You love it, your sun, but your moon is like,
listen. Yeah, for sure. I'm like, okay, are we not going to talk about me the rest?
What
okay,
cool.
Whatever. I know this is the first anybody we've interviewed that it's been a lot about me. And I'm like,
this is different.
Normally it's either a good balance or it weighs, it's like skewed towards me because it's like about dating or something. And then
and then I just let it happen. I'm like, I'll just drop some pearls of wisdom along the way and we'll make this about Lauren and heal her ass up.
But we'll talk about dating Lauren on the next one.
Oh God.
We'll we need to do that one like next week.
You're just going to be our third co-host now. So
yeah,
this is now an astrology podcast.
That's it. Done and done.
But anyway, I'm cutting everybody off here because we have to let you leave at some point.
Okay.
So you now have permission to exit. I wouldn't say we made it, but we made it through. We just had Moose to make and we made him do that. I wouldn't say we made it, but we made it through. We just had Moose to make and we made him do that. I wouldn't say we made it. We didn't make it up. We just made a way. We gon' take it up. We won't fade away. I got too many dreams, gotta stay awake. Ask me if I change, yo, it's night and day. I told the backstabbers, put the knife away. I'm tryna get my family to a nicer place. Room for everybody, but no room for hate. Everybody eating off the nicest plate. When it all comes together, yeah. When it can't get any better, yeah. Play this when it all.